This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. One more time, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. We've got the professor of politics from California on the line. We're going to go to him right now. And everybody up on the porch, get ready. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
They're up on the porch. It is 73 degrees right here, right now. I got to say good morning to some people after we get done with the pledge. But, okay, guys. Now, they get it. They understand what's happening here because the weather is not a joke anymore. This is a real deal coming our direction, and it's going to get violent, and it's going to get serious. It already is in some areas across the Southeast. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, before we get started, we got to say hello to... let's see. George just landed back on firm ground. He said he ran into some turbulence on the plane coming in there. I'll bet that was fun.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
And we heard from Sondi up in Wisconsin, and I'm pretty sure she said it was 2 degrees there.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Yeah, and we just heard from LJ here as well.
Oh, yeah. Hi, LJ. What'd she say?
She says, hi, Captain and Kyle. Very cold tonight, 14 degrees and... in Commerce Township, Michigan, keeping warm and
keeping warm with a radio.
Yeah, keeping radio warm. Stay
okay.
Low, she says. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to give her lots of hot air to stay warm with. Oh,
that's
my
right.
God! All right. Well, you take care, LJ. By the way, we're keeping a seat open for you here. So
that's
there
right.
You go. Yep, we got a seat reserved for. All right. Well, let's. Let's move along here. Let's see. I guess I'll take a telephone call here because we have the honorary, sometimes wannabe, part B, could be, might be, the mayor of Clearwater, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. Very disturbing thing, Kyle. Apparently, there's two big companies in the Ukraine that produce 50% of the world's neon gas, which... both of those places are offline because of the war. So neon gas apparently is one of the components that goes into electronic chips.
Yep.
And we already have a shortage of chips, so now what little we have, I guess we can cut that by half. I'm hearing that the rise in prices that we see now is just the beginning. Even the White House says, oh, well, yeah, you know, you better get ready for higher prices because this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's more pain that's going to be coming. And, you know, America supposedly voted for this man. Well, either Americans are idiots or Americans get exactly what they deserve, because if they did vote for this man, they can't complain. So guess what? Open up your wallets, folks, because you voted for this. And what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, that's Mike in Clearwater, and I think I'll start with it. Yeah, some people did vote for this guy. Was it the number of votes that he got? I don't think so. I think that somebody did something to the ballot boxes. We're finding out more and more. And by the way, Dinesh D'Souza, you want to find out something really quick? Dinesh D'Souza has a video out there showing people with latex gloves taking ballots to these drop boxes and then making sure, you know, because they got to be signed and all that stuff, making sure they were signed and then putting them in the drop boxes and then throwing the latex gloves away.
Wow. Yeah, that's, well, see, those are significant things that in the normal world you might run down and see if they had any effect on the election. But, you know, we don't live in a normal world now, do we, Captain?
No, there was too many of them doing this, so they could have affected the election. Yep.
Well, you know, and to Mike's point about the neon gas, yes, that will affect the chip production and so forth. Now, according to reports, you know, other companies could try to start taking up this slack, but it could take up to 9 months or even 2 years to actually ramp up this kind of production and the amount that they would need it to be able to make up for this. So it could be a very long haul here.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget, they are right now, some of the auto companies are building their own chip plants to get away from all this stuff.
Right. Yeah. And still things do take time. But yet it's going to be, that's another thing that's going to, because there are chips in refrigerators, chips in cars, chips in, well, in computers, and obviously. And so, yes, and the world runs on technology.
Yes, it does. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren. This is the weekend edition. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600.
Of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, if everyone wants to go after Putin, why on God's green earth are few measures, if any, are being implemented to subdue China's direct and potentially deadly impact upon the United States? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Thanks, but no thanks to U.S. federal government policies and Chinese concubine and regime leader Joe Biden has allowed Red China to purchase most U.S. fertilizer manufacturers. The Chinese have now massively increased the price of fertilizers, so much so that many farmers will either be planting far fewer acres this spring. Thus, we could experience a food shortage that was foretold last year, when the Biden regime forced numerous farmers to destroy their crops under the watchful eyes of government drones. Thus, our monthly food bills could increase by as much as $1,000 per month, which is unsustainable and is only the tip of the iceberg as China continues to gobble up U.S. real estate at bargain basement prices. God help us. I'm Ron Edwards.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue? Less drive? Poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill? Now with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer. Save the money, save the hassles, and get the better blue pill. Dial 800-572-9603. That's 800-572-9603. 800-572-9603.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, we're back. Kyle Warner's back with us, and good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Mr. Ron's got himself a little spicy notebook there.
I think so,
yep. Okay, so there you go. Okay, now back to the drawing board, as they say. Americans blasted Joe Biden for halting the Keystone Pipeline. Most agree that he started off doing that, which just absolutely killed our economy.
Well, it was a political move because it was to spite the kinds of things that the Trump administration was doing. Despite the fact that the American economy was booming, American energy was also in a position where we were becoming, and really were, for all intents and purposes, energy independent. We were selling energy to the rest of the world. But, Captain, for Joe Biden to come out and say the Keystone Pipeline was years away from completion and that it was only 2% complete is a major whopper, even for a politician like Joe Biden. And, of course, Americans have seen and perceived this, I think, properly, that, yes, Joe Biden did a lot of things, including this, to literally kill the economy. Just go look at the gas prices and then go to the grocery store and look at the prices there, and that's all the evidence you need.
And he doesn't care.
They don't care, as evidenced by telling us to go buy, you know, super expensive electric cars. Where do they think the cost of, for, you know, to generate the electricity is going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it just, they come out with these simplistic answers trying to make people feel bad for even saying or even complaining a little bit about what's happening.
Now, I don't think you heard me talk about Fred yesterday down in Brazil, did you?
I don't think I did, no.
All right, well, Fred is listening right now by the live stream from the Copacabana Beach where he's staying in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Of course, it's 2 hours later down there than we are here. He says, yes, Captain, we all wonder if Jesse Smollett deserves an Oscar nomination for his performance in court. The presiding judge should have said, I've heard enough, there's no remorse, I'm adjusting your sentence to give you more time than you think so you can think about the crime that you've committed. And we can only hope that his former cast members sue him in civil court. Well, that's coming. That's coming.
Yeah, one might think, yes. You know, it's, Captain, I mean, how shameful would it be if you perpetrated a hoax about a hate crime, caused more racial division in this country, and exacerbated the problems that we've been experiencing of late to a major degree? Wouldn't you be so ashamed of yourself that you would want to slink away and never be seen again? I mean, that seems to be what the normal reaction of someone who would be remorseful would be like, and not stand there waving their fist in the air and telling you all this stuff.
You would think so. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. All right, let's see here. Backgammon Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Anyway, I think it's time to get out of NATO, bring as much manufacturing as we possibly can back to the United States, this xenon gas thing, or neon gas thing that you're talking about.
Yep.
Is a good example of this. We just need to produce whatever we can here. You know, we don't need to be in any foreign entanglements. I know I've said this before, but it's nice to reiterate it anyway. And one last question. Has there been any further progress on the Convention of States? Although I doubt it, but I don't know. All right. That's it, Captain.
All right, well, the Convention of States is stuck on stupid right now. They've got 17 states that have come along. They're trying to get other states to come along. So far, that's just not happening. And I think one of the reasons is because people have to travel to where they have these meetings in these states, and they have to go to the state capitals when they actually want to get something voted on at the state capital. So consequently, nothing is happening with the Convention of States yet. I suspect there might be some activity if we ever get the price of gasoline resolved again. Because, again, Kyle, I hate to be somebody that tries to tell people the truth about something here, but I don't know any other way to be. But here we go. The wholesale price
of gasoline right now is $3.30 a gallon out of the refinery. Mm-hmm. What's the price where you are?
Right down the street from me, Captain, it is $5.79 and goes up from there, and it'll be over $6 if you want the high-grade gasoline.
All right, well, I'm going to repeat this again for America to hear me. The taxes aren't that high. This is price gouging. When the price dropped like it did back two, 3 days ago, a dollar plus a gallon, they should have lowered the pump prices, and I don't care what the hell they had in the ground. But instead, right. They raised them. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Now,
they did.
Now, diesel is $3.42 a gallon. I've seen diesel for over $4 a gallon in a lot of places. I haven't seen it below $4 a gallon around near me in several weeks. But, again, diesel costs less to produce. They are screwing us, and I'm watching the prices, and I can prove it because of what the prices are trading on the markets right now.
Well, exactly. And the oil companies, I think, need to beware because Joe Biden is trying to literally project them as being the, you know, sole, another one. Well, it's Putin's fault, but it's also the gas company and this kind of stuff.
Putin's
tax. But they don't. But they'll play right into Biden's hand on this.
Yeah. Well,
wants to shift the blame.
I want you to listen to the price of crude oil now by the barrel. Okay. It was up, way up, right?
Right.
It was up $125, $130 a barrel earlier in the week. Right now, West Texas crude is $109.33. Right now, Brent crude is $112.67. That's $112.67 for Brent crude. Again, oil and gasoline are down. They're down in price. And it should be down in price at the pump. We're being screwed.
Yes, and people are not going to forget that either. I mean, so this is just a whole lot of bad all over the place right now for this thing.
Now, I got a message here. Let's see. I'll try to read this. We got some people that don't communicate by phone. They send us messages, and that's okay. We don't care how you do it. As long as we get a chance to see them, we can make mention. Okay, I'll bet you Trump is saying, miss me now? You're probably right, George. And now, can this Democratic Party blame all this on Putin? They're trying. And gas prices are staying high on purpose because the Democratic Party agenda wants to roll out the electric garbage. Yeah, that's true. But I just told you what the price is. Now you, we the people, get on the damn telephone and start calling and raising hell. You got to do it. If you don't do it, shame on you. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States has a vital obligation to defend other NATO countries. Speaking to House Democrats in Philadelphia, Biden saying the second the United States sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it's the start of World War III. This, as President Biden says, the U.S.'s ban on Russian energy imports is the reason why inflation is the worst it's been in 40 years. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, appearing on Fox News, says the issue has been around way before the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Inflation took off right after President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID stimulus. It continues to grow, and very little, if any, is reflected from Russia, the war on gas prices.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Call.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
All righty. Thank you very much, Sergeant, and that was a sergeant up there in Atlanta, and I know he's listening tonight, and we appreciate all the brothers of the badge, all of the police officers, all of the firefighters, all of the EMS, all of the people that are out there working, the road rangers, all of those people. They have a job to do, and it's a very difficult job, very dangerous job, especially these road rangers. They get whacked all too many times, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here. I'm not sure, but I think California DOT has something like that out there, don't they?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, because we have a problem here where every now and then, by the way, we have a right lane law, and I'm so sick and tired of seeing people dust up right alongside where the people are, cops included, in the right lane, and not move over.
Yes, that's, well, of course, yeah. If you see them doing a stop up the road or some other issue that's going on, yeah, move over.
That's the law.
So you give them the, and also I think it's a sign that you see them, you know they're doing their job, and you're going to get out of their way so they can do their job. That's huge.
That's all part of it. And oh, by the way, speaking of doing your job, mark your calendars, folks, April 1st through April 4th for a big event coming in Brandon, Florida. Now, this is going to be the biggest rally of 2022, where you'll get a chance to hear from 18 great speakers featuring Lee Dundas, who is from America's Frontline Doctors. You know who they are, right, Kyle?
Right, right.
Then you're going to have Dr. David Martin explaining the COVID lies from the same group. Then you're going to have Jack Maxey, who was the computer tech who got a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop and went through and saw what was in it and went, whoa, wait a minute. Jack Maxey is going to be there and a lot more. So get your tickets before they sell out by going to letsgobrandonrally.org. That's letsgobrandonrally.org. And I'll be there in person, live and in living color, on Saturday, April the 2nd, to do my thing. So hopefully we'll see you when we're there.
Very much so, yes.
And you're taking a corporate jet?
That's right. Well, yeah, if we can get it full of gas, yeah.
Mrs. Professor will help?
That's right, yes.
Okay, well, you'll hock the car, rent the kids out, something.
although
you can bring them with you. That might be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And this is going to be over there at the Sheraton Hotel in Brandon, so there will be rooms there for people. All right. The liberal U.S. cities out there right now are changing course. You know what they're doing?
They're starting to clean up a lot of these homeless encampments and,
yes,
and
they are
trying to address those situations.
Yes, yeah. They are. They're moving them out in the suburbs.
Well, that's right, especially here in Los Angeles or in the Los Angeles area. They have a mayoral race that's starting up, one of the primary topics is homelessness because it got so out of hand all over the Los Angeles and Southern California area that they just can't ignore it anymore.
Right, and they're actually taking them tents and all and giving them a new chance and moving them out to fields out in the boonies along a bus route.
Right, right. And, you know, it's a very complex situation. We understand that. But, Captain, when you have people literally camping out in front of your business along, commercial streets and so forth, where people have to step over tents or possessions and so forth to come to a business, it was ruining so many businesses, not to mention, obviously, the sanitation issues that go along with when people are camped out in front of your store.
Now, the Internal Revenue Service announced that it's going to hire 10,000 employees to help clear a backlog of more than 20 million requests and forms from previous tax years. About 5,000 of these new workers are supposed to be hired in the coming months and the remaining half over next year.
Yep, that's right. Captain, the whole idea of how many people are really going to end up paying more tax and so forth. I mean, this is part of this, too, is by the Biden administration, I believe, to want to make sure that they can sort of squeeze every last cent, out of whatever taxes are owed or, what have you.
Well, they're real quick to jump in there when it comes time to get their tax. But when it comes time for you to get your refund, I know somebody that's sitting there waiting for a $5,000 refund from last year, and he still doesn't have it.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's significant. Absolutely.
Now, Joe Biden may, in fact, not have the physical stamina to travel overseas and fulfill his duties regarding foreign policy, but he did manage to give public remarks on Friday. He slammed Americans for blaming him for the current inflation boom because he's sick of it. And it's just not true that his policies have exacerbated the problem. It just isn't true.
And I think, Captain, in that same speech, he might have told everyone to get their ball and get out of his yard at the same time. But I'm joking, of course. But, yes, do you see the frustration level that's happening? I mean, we hear about Vladimir Putin. He's very frustrated. But I think Joe Biden and the Biden administration people are getting frustrated by saying, for him to come out and say, I'm sick of it. Is he trying to look powerful and decisive? And
Biden was obviously mad.
Yes, precisely, because they see the polls. They know that their messaging apparatus isn't fixing this problem, because to them, the way you fix problems is through messaging, not through action.
All right, get ready. Do you ever take an Uber?
Once in a while, yes, we have, yes.
Uber is about to roll out a fuel surcharge in the United States as the price of gas soars.
Well, you know, it's Putin's fault again, obviously. The Putin tax. But here's the thing, Captain. You know, people are going to go out and take the Uber, but you better not complain, because you could be accused of not standing up and fighting for democracy because of all the higher prices now associated with everything. So it just gets weirder and weirder.
Now, we heard this yesterday, and we don't know if it's true or not, and this will be where we'll wrap things up. Putin is planning on implementing a new Chernobyl catastrophe to blackmail the world.
This is very serious. We've got a window now, Captain, into the very serious nature of what could be in store, if there's no real off-ramp to this war. Of course, the idea goes, is that there would be basically a pretext of a, quote, terrorist attack by Ukrainians that would cause a nuclear catastrophe at Chernobyl, which the Russians now control, basically. I wouldn't put it past Putin to do something like this. It's a desperate move, and it just shows that at least entertaining this kind of thing means that this conflict is not confined to Ukraine. No way, no how.
Well, I would be more concerned about chemical weapons, because we know both sides have them, and I think somebody is going to do that before they do anything nuclear.
Well, I do think that that is a huge possibility.
I think you'll see the chemical weapons first, and then the retaliation will be a nuclear weapon.
And Captain, we'd be into uncharted territory at that point. This is happening because Vladimir Putin came up with this ridiculous stuff about Ukraine and whose land it is and this kind of stuff. He seemed unhinged in his speech. And now we're seeing the outgrowth of all that, and to take it to this kind of extreme measure is literally a crime against humanity. This can't be allowed to happen.
Nope, but it's happening.
Right, right. And so at some point, Captain, do you think that Russia is a nuclear power, but is that the only thing that's keeping the West or the Allies from doing something militarily here?
Absolutely. They're scared to death, starting with Biden.
Yeah.
Because they believe that Putin would touch something off.
And that is a very, very sticky situation to be sure.
But in the meantime, the Russian army thinks they're fighting the Americans, not the Ukrainians.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So we'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll have another Truckers Highway and Bible report. We'll take a look and see where the storm is at and what's going on. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back with more as we drift into the overnight radio hours. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
from 1974. And what's the name of that group, Kyle?
Well, what's the group again? I'm trying to recall.
It is Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh,
and they are
really?
Just jamming. They are just jamming at the Forum in L.A. on the 1st of June, 1974. And that song is called Foot Stomping Music. And boy, was it.
Wow. All right. I didn't know that was Grand Funk. That's cool.
Grand Funk Railroad. You betcha. And I'm telling you, I got a whole bunch of that stuff I got the other day. Somebody sent a bunch of it to me, so you're going to be hearing more of it from where they were just rocking the house wherever they went. All righty. Well, Kyle, take it away. I got a lot of bad weather over here by me, so go for it, and then we'll get into this stuff.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We've got just a couple things to tell you about. High wind warnings up in Montana tonight. We've also got a winter weather advisory. This is going to be south of Seattle. It's going to stay, looks like, east of Portland all the way down to the California state line. This is going to be east of Interstate 5. We've also got high wind warnings in Cheyenne, also in the Laramie area as well. 4th of July pass. Folks, it's 32 degrees right now, but rain on Sunday, maybe some rain and snow on Monday if you're up there in northern Idaho, so be aware of that. And then in Donner Pass, Captain, 30 degrees right now. We got a chance of snow coming up this weekend on Sunday, so be careful out there.
Well, here we go. From McAllen, Texas, in some form or another, all the way over to Louisiana, you got everything from fog to gale force winds along the Gulf. Once you start up here in Louisiana, you're going to run into some fog and some mist, if you will. Not rain, but mist. It's going to come across I-10 all the way over into Mississippi. Mississippi, the whole state's going to be that way. Plus, we've got these unbelievable winds coming off the Gulf right now. There's going to be gale force winds most of the day on the Gulf. And coming up here about daylight, we'll probably see winds 45, maybe a little bit more than that. Depends. And then over into Alabama, lots of fog and drizzle and just gook weather, goobly-gook weather, I'll call it that way. Going across I-20 all the way into South Carolina, all the way past I-95, you've got the same type of conditions. We have got a severe thunderstorm watch. We have got a tornado watch. We have got riptide and all that sort of stuff that you don't get into the water today, if at all possible, going on. But the whole state of Florida, from the I-4 corridor all the way up into South Georgia, all the way past Valdosta, all the way over to Pensacola, Jacksonville, Brunswick, Savannah, is under that watch right now. So please be careful. Now, the snow starts in North Alabama, North Georgia, Northeastern Mississippi, and it goes all the way up I-85, I-81, I-95, I-90, east-west up there from Boston west into central New York. You got a real mess, and you got a big-time winter storm warning up those roads I just told you about. Now, this does not count I-77, I-79, I-71, I-70 over east of Ohio. This does not count also I-76. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is included in this. You've also got I-64. You've also got I-40. You've also got all of the mountains, all of the South Carolina, all of the North Carolina, all of Virginia, all of West Virginia are all in a winter storm warning right now, Kyle.
Yes, I can see. Yes.
Yep. And, of course, right straight to the middle of Pennsylvania, the mountains up there, too. So we're going to really get a mess today. There's no way out of it. And as I said, right here in my area, we're just a little ways away from having some really bad weather come our direction. Looks like in the form of severe thunderstorms. And you want to be real careful today, ladies and gentlemen, where you're driving. Check out the weather map and make sure you're prepared in case you get caught out there in any conditions. So, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. Okay, let me check with the oblivable windsurfer up there on Lake Tarpon, up on the mountaintop. Are you up there hanging on the tree limbs yet?
No, it's not so windy.
It will be later. They're talking about some pretty significant winds here for a while, but we're all in this big watch area right now.
Yeah, I see that.
Yep, and there's some really bad weather over your right shoulder up along Big Bend and over towards Tallahassee. There's some really bad weather that direction.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Well, speaking of bad weather, does it get any worse from what's going on in Ukraine right now when they continue to shell cities, hospitals, schools, libraries?
Nobody has asked or answered the question, what is going to stop Putin? Nobody. I mean, I don't see anything on the horizon where he's going to stop at this. We had a couple of world leaders that have had conversations with him, but that's not it. We apply more sanctions. That's not doing it either.
Nope.
You know, the sanctions were supposed to be a deterrent.
Yep.
What's happening is the United States is self-deterring.
Yep.
We're deterring ourselves from doing anything except the easy way out, which are sanctions. So what do we do?
Yep.
Therein lies a big, huge question. I made a suggestion, and I sent it to a congressman that sits on the House Armed Services Committee, and that is that we take, along with several other countries, cargo planes full of humanitarian aid goods, and we fly them into Ukraine, do an airdrop. But we don't do it until we publicly announce that 10 or 11 countries are going to do this with us, and we publicly announce that we have asked that China give us air support, give those planes air support.
Uh-huh.
So if China says no, then they say no to humanitarian airdrops. And if killing happens, then we know that Putin's a war criminal.
Yep. And I don't think there's any doubting that for a second to you.
This was everybody's
money. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.